אוקיי, שמי שבס קלחוסו, פרק יוד בייז, מם גימל. So we were talking before about if you have water on the table cloth, you need to be careful when you gather that water together, not to push down or to deschita when you gather it with a knife carefully into a bowl or anything like this. Yeah? You have water on the table and you have a table cloth and there's a lot of water, so you can take a knife and put it lightly on the table and pull the water down into trying not to squeeze the tablecloth so you're not doing melaben schita. Now worktop mem gimel mishtacho shel shulchan o mishtach avoda shebamidbach shenitlachlech im hamakom hamlochlach yavesh mutar lenakoto batlit yavesha mikol chomer shehu ve'af mutar leshafshef ba כדי להסיר שיריים שנדבקו. So if you have a worktop, a marble, a table, and you want to wipe it, so with a dry cloth, you can wipe it even hard, pushing down on the dirt, as long as it's not wet. So there's no liquid, nothing involved, you're cleaning it, but there's no melaben in this way, there's no melaben over here, and you're not squeezing any water out of anything. אבל אסור לנקות במטלית רטובה או לחה, שהרי בהכרח יבוא לידי סחיטה כשישתמש במטלית שכזו. So you cannot use a wet cloth, because then it's going to definitely, if it's wet, you will definitely squeeze it down, and then get some water out of there, so לכל מלבן on the cloth itself. Saying lechura because maybe it's a derabonon if he has no kavone, etc. And not necessarily it's going to happen, then maybe it will be allowed. But here, we say if he's doing strongly, it will necessarily happen. So, but it's dover, maybe dover she'no miskaven, you know. And others will say, no, he's trying to clean it, and that's how you clean it. So it's dover mishu miskaven, but not to clean the cloth, to get the water out. So what is it now? Dash? Because you need the water from it? Anyway. Bottom line, we don't do it. ואם השולחן או משטח העבודה הוא רטוב, מותר לנקות במטלית לא ספוגית מחומר סינתטי, ומותר לצורך הניקוי אף לשפוך מים על השולחן או למשטח לשפשפו בידו במטלית סינתטית לא ספוגית מן הלכלוך שבו. So basically he's saying if you want even to use it with water and you're using the same type of Shabbos scotch that you use for Shabbos, which is does not really absorb the water, and therefore you can use that cloth as well, the type of cloth which is not absorbent. Yeah, you can use that one on to clean the worktop as well, which we'll see shortly. It's different about a plastic tablecloth.
So what do you mean a Shabbos sponge, that sort of thing?
That's right. So it's not, exactly, which is not really a sponge. ואף מותר להשתמש לצורך זה במגב גומי. You can use a squeegee in order to get the water off the worktop. אבל לא ינקה את השולחן הרטוב או המשטח הרטוב במטלית רגילה, גם אם יבשה. So if the table or the worktop is wet with water, don't take a dry cloth, even a dry cloth, yeah, and start wiping it, because it's going to absorb water, and then again, it's going to happen the same thing, that you're going to actually be squeezing that cloth on Shabbos. ואם נשפחו משקים מים, אם נשפחו שם מים ומשקים מרובים, לא ינגמם במפיות ובמטליות נקיים, זה רשם הישחת אותם, אבל מותר לגרור אותם בזאת מגב גומי. So if there's a lot of water, you have a lot of water on the worktop, whether it just dropped over there, or you actually dropped it yourself over there, a lot of water, you can do it with a squeegee, but again, don't do it with a cloth, because you're going to come to do the same thing. Now, before we go to Mem Daled, he speaks about, Mem Daled and Mem Hei, and Mem Vav, is about the tablecloth, the plastic tablecloth, and similar ones. Some of the plastic tablecloth has under it something soft like material that can absorb, and that's for the not to scratch the table. And some of them depends how much you're willing to spend on the tablecloth, what type you get. Yeah. Now, this is why is this important? The tablecloth, it's plastic. Right, it's plastic, so why what would you be squeezing here? So that's why I'm going to bring in the Mishneh Berurah over here on the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Beis, that he says the Shulchan Aruch starts with putting water on a shoe. Mutar liten mayim al gabei min'al leshachshecho, aval lechapso da'ayinu shemeshafshof tzidou ze al ze asur. So you have basically a leather shoe, right? and you can pour water on it if it's dirty and it cleans off, it's fine. But you're not allowed to take the leather and rub it on the leather on itself, like two pieces of the two sides of the leather and rub it. Why you cannot do that on Shabbos? So, and then he goes on with other stuff. So the Mishabuah says, he has a long one here, but I'm just go through it. So he says, הנה כדי לבאר את דברי אלו או שני הסעיפים, those two paragraphs that come in, צריך להקדים הקדמה קטנה. Yeah, a small הקדמה. וזוהי, א', המלבן הוא מאבות מלאכות וליבון שייך בין בצמר, בין בפשטן וכל שאר המינים שדרכן להתלבן, וליבון מקרה בכל דבר שדרך הצמר והפשטן להתלבן על ידי זה. Okay, that means that even if you pour water on cloth or wool or anything like this, some say that just by pouring the water itself, it already becomes melaben. Okay, because that's the way to get it, or any other way that you melaben the cloth. Now, המחבס בגדים, אבי תולדת מלבן וחייב. Someone who washes the clothes. וכן הסוחטן, if he squeezes them, שהסחיטה היא גם כן מצורכי קיבוץ, that's part of קיבוץ, is to squeeze them. והוא הדין, here we go, this is what's important for us, והוא הדין, the קיבוץ שייך באורות הרקין. Soft leather, קיבוץ שייך by that as well, although it doesn't absorb any water. Yeah, it's only on the top, but if you're doing it in the way of קיבוץ, that's why if you, he says you cannot rub it on each other, or you cannot rub on it even with your hand. You cannot put, that's what we will see now, that he says that you cannot on the tablecloth, that type of plastic tablecloth, if you have a stain on it, you can wash it with a bit of water and lightly, but if it's a strong stain, you cannot go with your finger and rub it, because that's part of melaben. Okay, I remember Friday night, I had 1 week that there was, I forgot after the meal, from the cup of wine, some wine spilled on the tablecloth. Those that we buy good for you, you know, the white ones. And it had, you know, those small tiny grooves in it. And I'd left it for the morning. And I came in the morning and I put in it some water, but it didn't make any change. And I didn't realize, and then this was my finger like this, because like it's a worktop. Now suddenly I realized that this is melaben, you know, allowed to do it, you know, and it's something that you could so lightly do, yeah? So I didn't want to read the paragraphs in the Shemesh Shabbos Kilechos, and it sounds weird. Well, how you could, it's like how you, one hand you're telling me it's like a worktop, and the second hand you're telling me you can't actually rub it. Yeah. So that's what we need to pay attention to. The Shaykh Bo. Ve'yesh omim af bakashim. Even that hard leather, yeah, also there's kibbutz in it. אך יש חילוק בין אורות לבגד, באורות לא מקרה קיבוץ עד שיהיה קיבוץ גמור, ובבגדים קמינו דשרתן במים זוהי קיבוצם וחייב משום מחבס. So he says, in clothes, it could be already, according to a lot of opinions, just by pouring water on the clothes, that's already the melaben. Okay? But when it comes to leather, you can pour on it water, even if it's clean, that's not melaben. Melaben and leather, it's actually rubbing it in. Okay?
You get like a little stain on your shirt, you can't. Like a little...
On your shirt, for yeah, sure not.
Nothing.
You can take off the big dirt. The yeah. big, the whatever that's the big, but you cannot rub on it. And what do you call it?
Soak
the
water out.
No water and anything. Maximum you can do, you can take this like this and do like this.
No.
Okay? Well, but not actually, you have to go change the shirt. if you're in the trip or you're somewhere else and whatever, so this is a schus of Shabbat, you know? That's how sometimes you have a situation to say, okay.
Rubbing, like, you're saying rubbing dry and dry. Like your hat, you put your hat down on top of the thing and it gets all full of dust.
Right.
Can you rub that off or is that also enough?
Okay, so we'll learn, and kibbutz we'll learn these parts separately, but generally with a hat, you got to be very careful not to clean it on Shabbos. Okay, again, big dirt, you can. There's different opinions about a bit of dust on it if you're taking something in lightly. Some say it's... Also, some say it is allowed to some level. I don't touch it. Okay, to be fair, it's a sticky one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here you go. You see, me too. So okay. Now let's learn those, and we can finish the perek. It's only this page, and that's what it is. So. שולחן מכוסה מפה עשייה מחומר סינתטי טהור ללא כל תערובת חוטים טבעיים, כמו מפה פלסטית או שעוונית בחלק שאינו ספק. So שעוונית is this plastic tablecloth I was talking about. or plastic tablecloths, or the one that, whether he says shavanit, or this one has a tablecloth that has under it the materials that does absorb, you have to be careful on the sa'oni on that side. אם נתלכלך ומקום הנכלוך יבש, כי אז דין ניקויו כדין משטח עבודה. If it's dry, then there's no מחר כיבוס על it yet. Then you can take a dry rag or something and actually push it off, clean off the dry dirt from there. Okay, or dry food. Now, on Memei it says, that's the same as the worktop. Memei, גם אם הפר שבליתם רטובות, even if they are wet, מותר לנקותן במטלית לא ספוגית, וכנה לעניין משטח עבודה, so he can clean it the same as a worktop, if it's wet, he can use to clean it with the same scotch that you use on Shabbos, the Shabbos scotch, yeah, the one that doesn't absorb, you can use that as well, but here there's a twist, here it's not like a worktop, like we said, we saw in the Mishneh Berurah, אבל יקפיד לנקותן אך ורק ביד רפה, only with a light hand, not with a strong one, ולא ישפשף את, that's when it's water, even though it doesn't absorb, that's because of the melaben, by the cleaning itself on it, and pushing on it, ולא ישפשף את מלקום לכלוך במים, שאינו רבנית, לא במטלית ואף לא ביד, not even with a hand, וגם לא ישפשף שני חלקי המפה, או השאבנית הרטובים, זה בזה המנת להסיר את הכתם, so not to rub the tablecloth on itself in order to clean it. וגם לא ינקה את המפה השבנית הרטובה במטלית רגילה גם אם יבשה. Again, if it's wet, the same as on a worktop, don't take a small rag or something and wipe it with it, because inevitably it will be a psik reisha that the water will go in and then you will squeeze it. Okay, now memvov. Memvov, ומותר לשרות במים מפה זו עשויה מחומר פלסטי או שאבנית זו. Now we're talking about just immersing it in water. Okay, so if you want, we said that if you take a cloth, a garment, and you put it in just in water, that's that may be already the kibbutz of it, and that may be already the melacha. However, if we're talking about the plastic one without any absorbent part, this one, he says, you can put it into the water. You can put it into the water. כדי להסיר את שירי האוכל שנדבקו בה. וגם מותר להזרים עליהם מים בצורך, so you can open the tap on it and just wash it off with the tap the same way you wash the dishes, but without rubbing. ולהסיר את שרי אוכל ביד רפה. אולם, אסור להסיר את הנדבק על ידי שפשוף חלקי המפה הרטובים זה בזה, או על ידי שפשוף ביד במים. So the same as it wasn't on the table, the same as it's under the tap, you're not allowed to rub it on each other or rub it with your hand. Now, he says, אחרי השריעה, after you immerse it in the water, מותר לתלות מפה זו על מנת ליבשה. You are allowed to take that tablecloth and hang it up in order to dry it, אבל לא יתלה אותה במקום סמוך לתנור להסקה, but not to hang it in a place where we can be mevashel the water which is on it. Now, what's the chidush that you can hang this tablecloth, dry tablecloth on Shabbos? Because we said that if you have a wet towel, you come back from the mikveh with a wet towel, don't hang it up in a place that it looks like you are you're doing washing, or you've done washing, but put it in a, you can hang it in a place where the towel normally hangs, as long as it's not near the oven or near the a heat source, okay, the radiator, anything like this. This one, you're allowed, the tablecloth you're allowed to hang, even if someone will see it hanging over there, he won't think that you did kvisa. It doesn't look like you did kvisa. You hang the table, because people normally wouldn't think about the tablecloth kvisa.
Drying rack, you can leave it on Shabbos?
What?
You can leave your drying rack with all your clothing hanging on Shabbos?
From Friday you can leave it. You don't have to take it off. But you're not allowed to put it there on Friday. For example, you go to shul, you come back, and you're soaking wet coat, yeah? You have to be careful what you put in it. You're not allowed to hang it in the place where you normally hang your. A lot of people run straight into the bath and hang it up in the bathroom, right? You shouldn't do that in the bathroom, okay? You should put it up in the back of a chair or something, you know? Somewhere where you don't mind if it's going to drip a little bit on the floor, and let it dry over there. Don't hang it in a place where it's evident that it looks like it was mechavis. Again, it's derabonon, yeah? Marisain. Memzain. כל מה שנאמר לאל שמותר לסתור לצורך ניקוי מפה, אינו אלא אם הוא צריך למפה לא בו ביום. So everything we said you're allowed to do, is obviously you don't want to do tircha on Shabbos. That's tircha not for Shabbos. Tircha for chol, mechin b'Shabbos lechol, and therefore it's only if you need it on Shabbos. Now, what happens if the tablecloth has stitches and the stitches are made out of fabric? Here again, you may be cleaning the fabric, the kibbutz of the fabric, and therefore he says in Memches, Mapa asiya chomer sintetti sheshulaim tfurim bechut shulea tfurim bechut tivi, yizher shelo yitkaven la'artiv et shulei mapa, vegam lo yazrim alei mayim b'sha'a shemenake ota, v'hu adin she'alav lizher shelo yitkaven la'artiv et ha'chelek ha'safek shel she'avanit zo. So basically he's saying if it has any fabric on the back and the front or parts, fabric, or stitches, be careful not to wet those parts. Okay, so you can still do that, because it's not a psikreshen, it's not intending, it just needs to be careful not to say, I don't care, it's not psikreshen, I'm not intending, let it happen, then it will be psikreshen, yeah? So make sure it's not a psikreshen, if it happens, it happens. Last one, memtes, mapat shulchan chad peamit anizreket lachar ha-shimush, ונתערבו עליה פסולת וסכום שאינו נזרק, אל יברור את הסכום ויניחם, אלא אם כן ישתמש בהם במקצת, ואחר כך יזרוק את המפה עם המפה את הפסולת. זאת אומרת, את המפה עם הפסולת. Okay, so here, again to Boirer, you have a tablecloth, a plastic tablecloth. This is something that people sometimes fail with it many times. It's just so hard to pay attention sometimes to things. Boirer, you have on the table all the remains of food left, which for you is rubbish already, you're going to bin it. And papers and all stuff from the Kiddush, right? Or from the meal. But you have also proper cutlery mixed in it. So it's like this. First of all, the rule, if we look at Perek Gimel in the notes, it's in the first 10 notes. Let me see, I think it's design or something. Here. Okay. What's the mixture first of all? People look at it at the table. Is the cutlery mixed with the food and the stuff, or it's not mixed? You see it sitting on its own. If it's a mix, what he says over here is that if it looks like a mix, then it's a mix. And therefore, what do you do if you have on the table the mix, and now you want to clear the table, and you need to use the table? I mean, there's one option to clear, take the whole tablecloth, fold it, put it aside, and after Shabbos, look into it, you know? That's one option. But he says another option, use every piece you pick up. Pick it up and use it somehow, okay? Using doesn't mean you have to now eat with it. Someone else ate with it already. But you can do something else. You can pick it up and use it to pull some of the dirt from the table into a bowl, let's say, that you're going to throw to the bin. So you did with one, put it aside. Take another one and do it again. So there's a trick how to do it. Make sure that your cutlery doesn't actually mix, that it looks like a mix with all the other stuff, and they don't have a problem. The problem is when people pick everything up, and they say, hold on, there's cutlery inside. Go and get it. And that's really boirer. And that's where you need to be careful to use each one. If it's all together in one place, if it's in one place, yes. But if it's one a little bit here and one a bit there, and you have to start actually separating them, then it's a problem of boirer. So we finished the perek. We're going to start about fire next week. The week after. Yeah, in 2 weeks.